Cuban Missile Crisis. Even since World Wars I and II, we have experienced dangerous moments that could have led to World War III. One of them was the Cuban Missile Crisis, which happened during the Cold War. On October 14, 1962, an American U-2 spy plane discovered a Soviet ballistic missile being assembled in Cuba. The U.S. and Cuba had a hostile relationship after Fidel Castro overthrew Batista's government that was supported by the U.S. The U.S. responded by imposing economic sanctions and later launched a failed attack on Cuba. Because of this, Cuba approached the Soviet Union. The Soviets also felt insecure about the U.S. having nuclear weapons in Europe and Turkey. On October 22nd, after an intense discussion with the Executive Committee of the National Security Council, President Kennedy announced that the U.S. would establish a blockade around Cuba instead of directly attacking the country. On October 24th, the sea around Cuba was blocked by the U.S. to prevent the Soviets from delivering missiles to Cuba. The Soviet Union could have attacked the U.S. in response to this act. However, instead, on October 26th, Khrushchev sent a message to Kennedy in which he proposed removing the missiles in exchange for the U.S. not attacking Cuba. On October 27th, although a U.S. plane was shot down over Cuba, Kennedy agreed not to attack. As a result, on October 28th, Khrushchev agreed to remove Soviet missiles from Cuba. In conclusion, the Cuban Missile Crisis was a stressful 13 days for the entire world.